Speaker Johnson, absolutely delighted Jasmine Crockett running for Senate in Texas. By Hannah Knudsen on December 11, 2025. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, is absolutely delighted Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, is running for Senate in Texas. Predicting the voters in Texas will ultimately reject who he described as the face of the Democratic Party. When asked about Crockett's run, Johnson rubbed his hands together in excitement and said he was absolutely delighted that Jasmine Crockett is running for Senate in Texas. I think it's one of the greatest things that's happened to the Republican Party in a long, long time, he said, deeming her the face of the Democratic Party. She and Mom Donnie, good luck with that. I want her to have the largest, loudest microphone that she can every single day, the speaker continued. And we look forward to having that election down there. We are going to elect another Republican senator in Texas. Texas is a red state. Texas, the people of Texas are common sense Americans. And what Jasmine is trying to sell will not be purchased by the folks of Texas, he added. That is my prediction. Watch. Crockett formally announced her Senate run this week, dramatically declaring that this is a life or death moment. Right now, many people wonder why I jumped in this race so late. And I just want to be clear that this was never my intention. This was never about me, she told the crowd. I never put myself into any of the polls. Listen, my question was which congressional seat would I be running for, she said, tearing up. I love you, Texas 30. She was also quick to make this about race and gender, lecturing Americans during her announcement. I'm asking you to tune out those intrusive voices that say, she can't win because she's black, because she's a woman, or because she's a Democrat, she stated. If you believe women should be in all spaces, then I ask you to stand with me. Indeed, Crockett has made a name for herself over the past year, making headlines with her absurd and bizarre statements. From attempting to connect grocery prices to deportations to calling President Donald Trump a white supremacist who has his followers in a cult.